This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, right now, businesses are spending just hundreds of thousands of dollars to drive traffic to their websites.
Oh, at least.
Right. They're battling algorithms. They're fighting competitors for every single click. And then after all that, their own internal sales practices are silently killing up to 50% of that potential revenue right at the finish line.
Yeah. It is a massive, completely self-inflicted wound.
It really is.
And you know, the most frustrating part for you as a business owner is that it's hiding in plain sight. It's totally disguised as standard operating procedure.
Exactly. So today we are going to find that leak in your revenue pipeline. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our map for this is it's this fascinating 2026 guide by Sunny Day.
Over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right. And it's titled Website Form Conversion Optimization. And to really understand why this guide matters right now, we have to look at the current reality of the internet. Because the source points directly to what they call the AI search shift.
Which is, fundamentally changed the economics of web traffic. Mm-hmm. We are deep into what the industry calls the AI slump.
The AI slump, yeah.
Because AI search summaries, you know, they're answering users' questions directly on the search engine results page.
So they don't even need to click.
Exactly. People simply aren't clicking through to websites the way they used to.
Right. So the top of the funnel has essentially been choked off by these AI overviews.
Mm-hmm.
Acquiring a visitor is just harder and vastly more expensive.
Which means maximizing the value of the visitors who do make it to your site. It isn't just a theoretical exercise anymore.
No, not at all.
It is a fundamental survival strategy. You literally cannot afford to waste a single click.
And that brings us to the real friction point.
Yeah.
Because the scenario the source lays out is something we honestly see every day.
Oh, constantly.
A company spends an absolute fortune building this premium marketing engine. They pull a highly qualified buyer down the funnel, past that AI slump, straight onto their landing page.
Yep.
The prospect reads the copy. They are sold, they want to talk to someone, so they click contact us.
Yeah, what happens?
They hit a wall. A massive impenetrable wall. A contact form with like 12 mandatory fields.
Yeah, it demands their first name, last name, phone number, company size.
It's crazy.
Their exact budget range, their timeline to purchase, the specific services they want, and sometimes even their physical address.
Okay, let's unpack this because I really want to look at the psychology of that exact moment.
Sure.
Imagine you are running a marathon. You've trained for months. You've run 26 miles. You can actually see the finish line ribbon waving in the breeze.
You're almost there.
Right. You are exhausted but ready to cross.
Yeah.
And right before you break that ribbon, a race official steps in front of you, hands you a clipboard, and demands you translate your entire training log into Latin while wearing thick winter gloves.
You'd probably just walk off the track.
Exactly.
The cognitive and physical load at that moment of peak fatigue, or in a buyer's case, peak intent, it's just way too high.
Exactly. But, you know, if we look at this from the company's perspective, they don't see a guy with a clipboard. They just see a necessary filter. The CEO or the head of sales, they want to pre-qualify leads. So their highly paid sales reps aren't wasting hours on the phone with unqualified prospects who have like a $100 budget.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that executive intent is completely rational.
Makes total sense.
You absolutely want your sales team talking to the right people. But the fatal flaw in this logic is that executives implement these massive forms without rigorously measuring the mathematical toll of the friction they just created.
They just assume it works.
Right. They measure website traffic and they measure closed deals, but they are completely blind to what Double Dome calls the abandonment tax.
And the math on this abandonment tax is just staggering.
It really is.
The source presents this statistical research showing that every single additional field you add to a form, every time you ask for one more piece of data, you reduce your overall submission rate by 5 to 10%.
Systematically, every single field.
So if you are listening to this right now and mentally picturing your own websites, how did you hear about his drop-down menu?
We all have one.
You are currently paying a 10% tax on your total lead volume just for the privilege of collecting that one vanity metric.
And when you stack up a traditional B2B form, name, email, company, phone, budget, timeline, service interest, that cumulative tax skyrockets.
Is brutal.
You are systematically killing 30 to 50% of your high intent traffic. These aren't just casual browsers.
No.
These are people who actively wanted to buy your product, who hit the contact page and then abandon it entirely simply because of the manual data entry strain.
I have to push back here, though, on behalf of the sales directors who might be listening to this.
Fair enough.
If we strip away the fields, asking for their phone number, their exact budget, their timeline, and the specific services they're interested in, aren't we just opening the floodgates?
That's the fear.
Like, won't the sales team absolutely mutiny when they spend half their week calling college students doing research projects or businesses that can't even afford the minimum retainer?
Well, that is the exact fear that keeps the 12 field form alive. But it's based on a completely flawed assumption.
Which is?
The assumption that the website form is the only place qualification can happen.
Ah, okay.
The solution Double Dome proposes isn't to stop qualifying your prospects. That would be disastrous. The solution is shifting when and how that qualification happens.
So we are decentralizing the qualification process away from that single moment of contact.
Precisely. You are currently paying a 50% abandonment tax because you are forcing the user to do your data entry work on the front end.
Right.
If you optimize that touch point, you can drop that abandonment rate under 10%. And to really understand why this is necessary, we have to look at the physical mechanics of the mobile user experience.
Oh, trying to fill out a 12-field form on a smartphone is an absolute nightmare.
It's literal physical friction. I mean, think about the mechanics. You are on a train or walking down the street. Every extra field requires tapping a tiny box, waiting for the digital keyboard to pop up.
Try not to misspell your own name.
Exactly. Manually typing with your thumbs, dealing with autocorrect, changing your company name to something ridiculous, and then scrolling.
And if you miss one mandatory field, the form just throws an aggressive red arrow message at you, forcing you to hunt for what you missed.
Right. Long forms don't just annoy people. They actively waste your ad spend because they make mobile conversion physically frustrating.
So the bloated legacy form is officially dead. It has to go.
It has to.
Which brings us to Double Dome's specific research-backed blueprint for what actually survives the cut. They refer to this as the minimum viable first touch.
And I think borrowing from the tech world's minimum viable product is a great way to frame this. You're essentially asking, what is the absolute bare minimum data exchange required to initiate a commercial relationship?
And according to the blueprint, it comes down to three core fields. Just three.
That's it.
First name, work, email, and company name.
Just those three. It removes the physical and cognitive load almost entirely, but it is paired with one crucial addition they call the single consultative trigger question.
Right, so instead of a rigid drop-down menu that forces you to select, like service package A or consulting tier B options that usually mean absolutely nothing to the buyer anyway.
They never do.
The source recommends replacing all of that with a single open-ended question. Something like, what challenge are you trying to solve? Letting the buyer explain their problem in their own words.
Which is brilliant from a psychological standpoint. It transitions the form from a bureaucratic data entry task into an actual conversation.
Yes.
And frankly, a few sentences written by the prospect provide infinitely richer context for your sales team than a generic checkbox ever could.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's rethink that earlier analogy. Engaging with a B2B vendor is actually a lot like going on a first date.
Oh, I like this.
Right. When you sit down at a coffee shop with someone you just met, you don't immediately slide a printed questionnaire across the table demanding their credit score, their five-year life plan, and their exact budget for future vacations.
I mean, if you did, you would be drinking that coffee alone.
Exactly. Because the goal of a first date isn't to guarantee a marriage. The goal is just to secure a second date.
Right.
You establish a basic connection, you learn their name, and you ask open-ended questions to let them talk about themselves. You remove the pressure, and you let the conversation organically qualify whether the relationship should continue.
What's fascinating here is how the technology steps in to do the heavy lifting after you secure that initial connection.
Right, because executives will panic.
Totally, because the natural executive response to the minimum viable first touch is, okay, great, I have their email, but I still need to know their budget before I put a senior salesperson on a plane to meet them.
Of course.
Double Dome answers this with the progressive profiling framework.
Okay, that sounds like a bit of a buzzword. Let's break down how that actually works mechanically for the listener. How do we get the budget without asking for it on the first form?
It relies on smart cookies and asynchronous marketing automation. Mechanically, when a prospect fills out those initial three fields, name, work email, company or website drops a tracking token or a cookie onto their browser.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, that lean lead profile is securely logged into your customer relationship management system, your CRM.
So the system now fully recognizes that.
All right. So 3 days later, when that prospect clicks a link in your automated welcome email and comes back to your website to read a case study, the system reads that cookie token.
And knows exactly who they are.
It does. So if they go to download a white paper, the form dynamically changes. It doesn't ask for their name and email again. It bypasses those entirely and asks one new question. What is your timeline for implementing a solution?
Oh, wow. So you are capturing the data in smaller, frictionless bites over time?
Precisely. You secure the relationship first, completely eliminating that 50% abandonment tax at the front door, and then the automated marketing layer gradually builds out the qualification profile behind the scenes.
I see the logic, I really do, but that brings up a pretty critical technical vulnerability.
Which is?
If we are only asking for a work email and a company name on that initial contact page, and we aren't explicitly vetting them with dropdowns about company size or revenue, how do we protect the database from absolute garbage?
That's a huge concern.
Like, how do you stop a bot farm from flooding your CRM or filter out a two-person startup when you only sell to enterprise companies?
That is the pivotal question. And this is where we actually move past the psychology of form design and dig into the back-end technical scaffolding. Double Dome solves this using machine-readable validation scaffolding.
Okay, let's unpack the mechanics of that.
Yeah.
Because to a CEO, giving up the budget dropdown just feels like flying blind.
It does, which is why the technology has to instantly replace that lost data. Instead of making the user manually select if they are a $1 million company or a $10 million company, DoubleDome integrates automated database APIs directly into the form submission process.
An API basically being an interface that lets two pieces of software talk to each other.
Exactly. So let's look at the mechanics of this. A prospect enters their email, jane@acmecorp.com. The instant they hit submit, an asynchronous script runs invisibly in the background.
Invisibly?
Yes. It isolates the domain at acmecorp.com and pings a massive commercial intelligence database, like a Clearbit or a ZoomInfo, in real time.
Wait, so it's happening in milliseconds before the page even reloads?
Yes, exactly. The API acts like a high-speed digital librarian. It cross-references that domain against global business registries, public tax filings, and LinkedIn company pages.
Oh, wow.
In a fraction of a second, it identifies that Acme Corp is in the logistics industry, has 500 employees, and an estimated annual revenue of $50 million. It grabs all that data and silently appends it to Jane's lead profile in your CRM.
That is a massive paradigm shift, because the sales team still gets a fully fleshed out, highly qualified profile, but the prospect never had to endure the friction of typing it out.
And returning to your question about spam, it is the ultimate bot filter.
Because bots don't have company domains.
Exactly. Automated bots typically use generic @gmail.com addresses or randomly generated fake domains. The API queries those, finds no corporate footprint, instantly flags them as low quality, and routes them to a junk queue.
Brilliant.
Your sales team never even sees them.
Which fundamentally changes the post-conversion experience, doesn't it? Because if the API is doing all this silent qualification in the background, it completely changes what happens immediately after they click submit.
It absolutely mandates an overhaul of the post-conversion page. We are talking about the dreaded thank you page.
The absolute dead end of the internet.
It really is.
You finally decide to reach out to a company, you submit the form, and you are served a blank white screen with tiny text saying, "Thanks, someone will reach out in 24 to 48 hours. It completely kills the momentum.
It is a terrible user experience, especially if they're highly qualified. The blueprint calls for a dynamic post-conversion layer based on that API data. If the backend API verifies that Jane at Acme Corp is a hot enterprise-level prospect, you do not just say thank you. The system immediately redirects her to a calendar integration.
To book a meeting.
Yes. You offer her the ability to self-schedule an operational call directly onto a senior account executive's calendar right then and there.
Because her intent to solve her problem will never be higher than in that exact moment.
Right.
But if the API verifies she's qualified, you strike while the iron is hot. If the API says she's a college student with a Gmail address, then she gets the generic white thank you page.
Exactly. It's about data routing and capital efficiency.
So what does this all mean? It means the entire philosophy of lead capture has to evolve from building a filtration wall to building a slipstream.
I like that framing.
Yeah, and the source points out that the ultimate deliverable of this entire strategy isn't just a prettier website form. It's an analytics dashboard that explicitly proves to the CEO. We spent the exact same amount on marketing this month, but because we removed the friction and let the APIs do the heavy lifting, we captured twice as many qualified leads.
It is a mathematically airtight argument for the frictionless three-field contact form. The logic is just inescapable.
It is inescapable. And this brings us to a part of the deep dive I have been incredibly excited to discuss.
I know where this is going.
We have to apply this beautiful, mathematically airtight lens to the actual source material we are reading today.
Yes, we absolutely must. And this is truly fascinating human psychology at play.
So the author of this 2026 guide is Sunny Day. By all accounts, a brilliant expert at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And, you know, the guide is incredibly compelling.
Extreme.
He spends over 2,000 words proving that anything more than three fields is an abandonment tax that will destroy your revenue.
Mm.
And then if you scroll to the very bottom of his own article.
To the lead capture mechanism for his own agency.
He has a form. And listener, I want to literally count these fields out for you because seeing this in the wild is incredible.
It's something else.
Field one is name. Field two is email. Field three is website.
Okay, so we are already at the absolute maximum recommended limit of the minimum viable first touch.
Oh, but we are just getting started.
Oh, boy.
Field four asks, what would you like to improve most? And it forces you to choose between seven different checkboxes.
Wow.
Field five asks, what are you currently investing in? With six more checkboxes. Field six asks for a specific monthly budget range, forcing you to choose from under 1K all the way up to 5K plus.
The dreaded budget question.
Field seven demands an exact timeline, ASAP, 30 days, etc. Field eight is an open text box for biggest challenge. And finally, field nine asks for the best phone number to reach you.
It is a massive nine-field legacy form.
It is asking for exact budgets, exact timelines, and phone numbers. The exact three things the article just explicitly told us will cause massive mobile friction and kill conversion rates.
It's amazing.
It is a hilarious, glaring contradiction right on the page.
This raises an important question. What is actually going on here? Like, why would a conversion optimization agency, a team that clearly understands the devastating mathematics of form fiction, deploy a massive nine-field form on their own site?
I mean, let's play devil's advocate for a second. Are they utilizing the very technology they're writing about? Is this some kind of advanced progressive form where these are actually optional post-conversion fields?
That is certainly one hypothesis. Perhaps the underlying system silently captures the first three fields, name, email, website, the moment they are typed, and dynamically loads the rest as a bonus,
right, yeah.
Meaning the lead is safely secured in the CRM even if the user abandons the form halfway through the checkboxes. If that is what's happening under the hood, then it's a live demonstration of the progressive profiling technology they are selling.
But even if that is true on the back end, that doesn't solve the front end problem. The friction is visual.
That's a good point.
If I scroll down and see nine fields, I feel the cognitive load immediately. I don't know it's dynamically saving my keystrokes. I'm just going to bounce. So what if it's not a tech demo?
If it isn't a sophisticated tech demo, then we are looking at a classic case of the cobbler's children have no shoes.
The professional is so busy fixing their client's problems that they completely neglect to apply their own expertise to their own business.
Exactly. And honestly, I think it perfectly illustrates a profound psychological reality in corporate business.
Yeah.
It is incredibly hard, even for the foremost experts who possess the mathematical proof, to actually trust the minimum viable approach when it comes to their own livelihood.
It's the fear of losing control.
It is. The anxiety of letting go of those legacy qualifying questions, that visceral executive fear that your salespeople might waste 30 minutes talking to an unqualified lead, is so deeply ingrained in business culture that even a conversion agency struggles to pare their own form down to three fields.
Wow.
It just feels safer to ask directly, even when the math proves you're losing half your revenue by doing so.
It really shows that removing this revenue leak isn't just a technical challenge of installing an API. It's a massive cultural shift within an organization.
Absolutely.
You have to actively train yourself and your entire executive team to trust the back-end data lookups and the progressive profiling sequences. You have to willingly surrender control of the front-end interaction.
Because if you don't surrender that control, you are choosing to pay that invisible abandonment tax every single day. You are actively turning away the marathon runner who is basically begging to cross your finish line.
Which perfectly brings us to the core takeaway of today's deep dive. When you are operating in a digital landscape where web traffic is fiercely contested and wildly expensive, your primary strategy shouldn't just be throwing more money at buying clicks.
No, not at all.
Your priority must be relentlessly removing the friction for the highly qualified traffic you already have. You have to strip away the bloated legacy forms, ask for the bare minimum to start a conversation, and trust the back-end tech to do the heavy lifting.
And that leaves us with a final thought to mull over, applying this concept far beyond just a website contact page.
Okay.
If a standard business form is secretly hiding a 50% abandonment tax simply because it creates a minor amount of physical and cognitive friction, where else in your professional or personal life are you losing people because you are demanding too much upfront?
That is a phenomenal question.
What other forms in your life need truncating? Are your internal team meetings requiring so much mandatory prep work that your best people are checking out before the meeting even starts? Are your onboarding processes for new employees so burdened with administrative paperwork that you are extinguishing their initial excitement on day one? Sometimes the most effective way to get exactly what you want is to simply ask for less at the very beginning.
Just remove the clipboard, establish the human connection, and let the relationship qualify itself over time. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the invisible systems and friction points around you, and we will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.